看一些圣经哈。
Let's look at a few Bible passages.
约翰福音第二十一章第十六节。
John 21:16.
这个新约的约翰福音二十一章第十六节。
New Testament, John 21:16.
这里有一句话，主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
这里耶稣问这个彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me?
我们翻到这个他十五节还有另外一句话。
And then, in verse 15, there's another phrase.
他说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
Does lovest thou me more than this?
我们翻到马太福音第二十二章。
And then let's turn to Matthew 22.
马太福音第二十二章。
Matthew 22.
第三十七、三十八节。
Verses 37 and 38.
马太福音二十二章三十七、三十八节。耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。”
Matthew 22:37-38, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And then 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章
Chapter 3
第五节上面那一句。
And verse 5, the first half.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神。
And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God.
这几段圣经是我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
These few passages I have shared last time.
我说我这个负担跟大家谈到爱主的事情。
My burden is to talk about loving God.
我第一点跟大家提到就是说是主要我们爱他的。
The first thing is God Lord wants us to love him.
爱主这个不是可有可无的事情。
Loving God is not something that you can have or you cannot have.
因为在圣经里面提到说人若不爱主，这人是可咒可诅的。
Because it says if you do not love God, you shall be cursed.
所以我们知道圣经神的意思是要我们主要我们爱他的。
Our Lord wants us to love him.
那我就提到说我们什么人能够爱他呢？
Now who can love the Lord?
那我们今天也经历过被人爱，也爱过人。
We have experienced how to be loved and how to love.
我们怎么会爱一个人？
Now how is it possible for us to love someone?
大部分都是因为他爱我。
It's mostly because they love us.
说谁先做那个主动的，变得很要紧。
So it becomes very critical the one who takes the first move.
我上次跟大家看了两个玛利亚。
Last time we looked at two Marys.
一个是莫大拉的玛利亚。
One is Mary of Magdalene.
一个是马大拉撒路的姊妹这个玛利亚。
The other Mary is the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
一个圣经怎么说？因为他赦免多，他的爱就多。
The Lord said, "One, she is forgiven much, so she loves much."
一个人知道我虽然得罪我们的主这么多，但他赦免我多，说我爱他多。
She knows that she has offended the Lord much, and yet the Lord loves her, so has forgiven her, so she loves the Lord.
第二个，他有七个鬼从他身上赶出去。
The other.There were seven demons being cast out of this.
我们说我们不管是身体的病、心理的病，我们知道主一直在医治我，我就会爱主更多。
So whether it's a physical sickness or a sickness in our heart, the Lord heals us and then we love him.
换句话说，我们经历过主越多，我们就会爱他更多。
So the more we experience of the Lord, the more we will love him.
所以圣经说我们爱因为他先爱了我们。
That's why the Bible says we love because he first loved us.
所以我们要知道要爱主，这是他的心意。
So we should know that it is the heart of the Lord that we love him.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果我们不懂得了爱他，这是可咒可诅的。
So if we do not love him, we shall be cursed.
第三点。
The third point.
那我们要怎么样来爱他呢？
How do we love him?
这个我第一个我跟弟兄姊妹提过，刚刚我们读了，我们要尽心、尽性、尽意来爱主我们的神。
We have read this that we shall love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
圣经没有把一个绝对的标准摆在那里。
There's no one standard out there.
他只是说尽你的本分，尽你所能的来爱我。
But it says with all thy heart, with all.
这个尽是每个人的不同的。
Well, it's different from for everyone.
我上次花很多时间跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个尽。
We have talked about what is to put out your best.
我今天就不再提了。
So I'm not going to mention that.
但是我们提，我圣经里面有一个老妇人。
There is a
old
lady.
她去捐钱的时候，她只捐了两个小钱。
Oh, when she give her offering, she only dropped 2 pennies.
其他人给很多。
The other people were giving a lot.
我们的主在这里看的时候。
But when our Lord was watching.
他说其他人是他有余的或者剩余的拿出来的。
The Lord said that the rest gave, you know, out of what is left over.
这个妇人是把他所有的给上。
But this old widow, she gave her all.
以 quantity, 以那个容量来讲，只有两个小钱。
As far as the quantity, there's only 2 pennies.
比起那些人少太多了。
The 2 pennies is way less than what the other gave.
在主看的时候吧，他尽他所有的给了。
And yet the Lord sees that she gave her all.
今天主要看我们是我是尽我所有的，还是我把剩余的才给主的。
So today the Lord is looking, are we giving our all or do we give the leftover?
这个关键大。
This is very critical.
因为尽心、尽性、尽意是讲到我们的魂。
Because all this talk about all is about our soul.
我们的魂就代表我们这个人。
And the soul represents the person.
我们里面需要有个心意，说主，我为你能够尽量的摆上的。
We need to have a heart that.For you, Lord, I'm going to give my all.
所以另外一段圣经说，我还尽力，那是我外面我有表现，我是尽力。
And so in another place, it says all our strength. So outwardly, we need to show that.
年轻人应该很懂这个的。
I'm sure young people know this.
特别男生要想要去讨好一个女生的时候，我不讲追求，讨好一个女生。
Especially when a man wants to show the good side to a lady.
他是尽力的。
He will do his best.
他一定懂什么叫尽力。
He probably understand what is to give his best.
他不尽力，人家就走掉了。
If he does not give his best, the other person might leave.
我们要怎么样来爱我们的主？第一个，我们要尽我们所能的。
So to love our Lord, we need to do our best.
我还提到第二个，乃是讲到说，我们今天爱主，主问了，你爱我比这些更甚吗？
And then the Lord asked us.Do you love me more than this?
这个问题 kind of 是一个问一个问题，就是说我要你全部的爱。
So this is a question actually saying I want all of your love.
这不简单了。
This is not a simple thing.
所以主在问了，你爱我比这些更深吗？
That's why the Lord said, Do you love me more than this?
我们可以想一想，这些是什么？
What are the all of this?
我们要自己填一下，究竟这些是什么？
What will we fill in?All of this.
你要知道，当讲到这些的时候，这个有点代价的。
So when we talk about all of this, there is a price to pay.
马太福音第十章里面讲到一个说，主耶稣说：“不要想我来是叫地上太平。”
In Matthew 10, it says that the Lord says, "I come here, not just to give peace."
他说：“我来是要让会使你们动刀兵。”
But it is going to cause a lot of fighting and warring.
你说怎么主耶稣你不是和平的君，你来到地上为什么会动刀兵呢？
Maybe we say, you know, Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. How come if you will cause fighting and warring?
圣经里面讲什么？这个刀兵是从你家里开始的。
The Bible says this fighting and warring starts from at the home.
因为我们如果要爱我们的主，我们就尊敬我们的主。有些东西我们做，有些东西我们不做。
When we honor our Lord, there are things that we can do, there are things that we cannot do.
但是我们做还是不做，可能我们家里的人因为不认识主，他们不高兴。
But whether we do or not do, we might offend our family members because they do not know the Lord.
在爱主的事情上是有点代价的。
So there is the price to pay with regards to loving God.
我今天要继续下去了。
So today I'm going to continue.
既然主说你爱我比这些更深嘛。
Since the Lord said, you love me more than these.
这里有一个问题就是说，有什么东西是拦阻我爱主？
The question becomes, what are things that are hindering me from loving God?
是什么东西影响我来爱主的？
What are the things that are affecting me to love him?
我们来看几段的圣经。
So let's look at a few more passages.
提摩太后书第三章第四节，上一半。
Timothy 3, the first half.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第三章第四节
Chapter 3 verse 4
应该是下半段
Okay, the second half
他说爱宴乐不爱神
Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God
那这里讲了一点哈爱宴乐不爱神
Lovers of pleasure and not lovers of God
雅各书
And then James
雅各书第四章第四节
James 4:4
他那里说岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗
It says here ye that are friends with this world is enmity with God
岂不知与世俗为友的是与神为敌吗
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God
约翰一书第二章第十五节
And then 1 John 1First John 2:15.
约翰一书第二章第十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以第一段我们讲的是爱宴乐就不爱神。
So first we say, if you love pleasure, you do not love God.
宴，我们最讲到吃嘛。
So in the Chinese, it talks about loving to feast, you know, eating.
对，英文比较好 ，pleasure, it's cover more. 这个中文宴呢，就是吃。
So in the Chinese, we love to eat.
对中国人来讲，太贴切了。
Because to the Chinese, that's really true.
整天都有朋友见面，说整天都是大吃。
We like to be with friends and to be eating together.
大吃后就后悔了。
And then after that we regret.
那乐乐就是 pleasure 了哈，对吧？乐。
And then the second word is pleasure.
那我们除了吃就是玩。
So other than eating, we go.
你不要以为就小朋友就是吃跟玩。
So the kids they love eating and going out.
那我们基本上忙得不得了，是想着有空的时候就吃跟玩。
So for adults, maybe we're also busy, so if we have some free time, we eat together.
早几年当我们在这些学生当中的服侍。
So in the early years, with a service to, serving the students,
一到假期人都不见了。
Every time there's a vacation or holiday, all the people are gone.
全美国是他们要飞的地方。
Because they want to go all over the U.S.
有个很 popular 的地方就是 Florida
and a popular place is Florida
总一定有 break 的时候就去到 Florida 去
so when there's a break all the students go to Florida
我说我来三十几年还没去过 Florida
after 30 years I haven't been to Florida
宴乐是今天人就是要的东西
so pleasure is what men want
圣经怎么讲你爱宴乐你不会爱神
And the Bible says, if you love pleasure, you will not love God.
我记得我才在读书读大学的时候。
So when I was in college,
我们有一个年长的弟兄跟我们说。
An elder brother told us.
有一天你买房子。
One day, if you own a house,
你浴室里面那个浴缸。
the toilet in their house.
不是 toilet, bathtub.
Oh,
bathtub.
The bathtub.
你那个浴缸, OK, 不可有 jacuzzi.
Oh, you cannot have a jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi. 知道什么吗那个东西?
Do you know what's that?
那个用水给你按摩的。
It uses water to massage.
他说你有那个，你绝对不会爱主的。
If you have that, you will not love God.
你每天回家就躺在那里，这个你不要爱的，你不要说躺在那里读圣经哈，没这回事。Because
every day when you go home, that's where you're going to lie down. You're not going to be reading the Bible in there.
所以我买房子，不管怎么样，我就看那个浴缸有没有jacuzzi。
So when I was looking at houses, I always pay attention if there's a jacuzzi.
我不要人家讲我不爱主，因为那个东西啊，所以我可能一辈子都不会用。
Because I don't want people to say I do not love God because of that thing.
你要知道这些东西哈会让人心往享受去了，就把神忘记了。We
need to realize that many of these things will let you go to have less pleasure and then leave God.
我们读雅各书哈。
When we read James,
它里面说与世俗为友的，就与神为敌。
It says that friendship with the world is enmity with God.
这句话不简单啊。
This is not a simple.
我们有没有世界的朋友?
What we have friendship with the world.
Yeah, 我们有.
Of course we.
但是他这里讲了一个与世俗为友，我就与神为敌。
But here it says friendship with the world is enmity towards God.
所以我们要很注意我们周遭不信主的朋友。
So we need to pay attention to the friends that we have.
因为这些朋友，我们不小心，他们影响我们，比我们影响他们大。
Why? Because it's easy for the friends from the world to influence us more than we influence.
你一个人在家里，你可能都不做一些事情。
So if you're by yourself, you might not do.
你一跟这些朋友在一起的时候。
But when you're with your friends,
你就没办法站稳你的地位。 You cannot stand your ground.
Then you cannot stand your ground.
他要喝酒，你就跟他喝酒。For
example, if they want drink, then you drink.
美国没有，好像就中国人打麻将，那跟他打。
Or if they play mahjong, then you will play too.
你很难的，就很 awkward. 你一在那里，全部人在做，你不做，非常奇怪的。Because
it's very awkward for you not to participate when they're all doing it.
你要知道，有个弟兄用一个这个例子，我也常常用。A
brother used this example, which I use a lot too.
你知道我们信主，神是什么？从屋里里面把我们提拔出来。So
the way is when we believe God. Pull us out of that thinking sand.
如果我们说今天是一张桌子,
so today there's a table.
我们信主的人是站在桌子上面的,
we who are believers are standing on top of the table.
所有没信主的人站在地上,
the unbelievers are standing on the ground.
我问你, 你跟他手牵手,
if you are hand in hand with this person,
谁影响谁大一点?
Who's going to have more influence?
你说我要把他扯上桌子来,
is it easier for you to lift him up?
他们想把你再扯回去,
or for him to drag you down?
请问哪一个容易?
Which is easier?
你说这么简单的问题都会回答,
of course, it's a simple question. Everybody can answer that.
当我们把自己摆进去的时候,
but when we put ourselves in that situation,
我们总是觉得我能够拉着他起来,
we think that we can lift that person up.
但是每一次都给他拉下去,
but every time we are being pulled
down. 因为这里有个律叫做地心引力, 一定把你拉下去。
Why? Because there's a law of gravity. It will pull you down.
我们都有一个犯罪的天性,
we have a sinful nature.
我们一定被扯回去的,
and so it's easy for us to be pulled down.
不要看清这件事情,
so don't belittle this thing.
我们说我们总要有朋友，我们要传福音给他们,
and we say, oh, of course we need to have friends. We want to share the gospel to them.
有几件事我们特别要注意的,
but there are a few things we need to pay attention.
我们当信主之前都是我的朋友嘛，这些。
Before we believe, they're all our friends.
我们信主了，给他们知道我信耶稣。
But after we believe, we need to let them know that I believe in Jesus.
这是第一层的保护。
That's the first line of protection.
第二个,
the second thing.
这个我们在聚会上面，我们要能够，中文不会了， committed.
We need to be committed to coming to meet.
因为我们如果有聚会的时间，你要让他知道他们吃饭啊、宴乐啊，什么都是我们聚会时间的。
a lot of times our friends, you know, they have their eating outing during our meeting time.
所以我们说我们没空，我们要聚会。
And so we need to let them know we have no, we don't have free time.
要就他们迁就我们，迁就我们，不然的话，那就没办法了。
You know, they can reschedule for us, but otherwise we can't go with them.
第三个。
The third thing.
我们里面真的有生命的改变。
We need to have a real change of life in us.
因为当我们里面真的有改变的话，
When there's a real change,
这个有个选择，他们会选择要不要再继续跟你做朋友。
Then they have a choice whether they want to still be your friend or not.
不是我们，我们没有拒绝任何一个人。
We're not trying to reject anybody.
但是他们会开始有他的选择。
But they can choose.
你知道我太太这个她信主之后，她也很多朋友。
You know, my wife, she has a lot of friends, and after she believed.
但是他们朋友里面有一句话是我一直都喜欢用的。
There's a The friend said something about her which I like to use.
他说你跟我们不同国。
They said to her that you belong to a different kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够给我周遭的朋友说， Hey, you have something different. 你有跟我不同啊。
If our friends can say there's something different about you.
我跟你讲啊，这个给我们知道主的生命在我里面真的有功效。
Then it really tells us that the life of the Lord in us is really working.
因着别人看到，他一定要做个选择。
Because others see that, they have to choose.
他们有些人说我不要你的信仰，他会走掉。
Some people say I do not like what you're.
但有些人说我看到你的改变，我被吸引，他会信主。
And some would say I'm attracted to what you believe, and they will come.
与世俗为友是非常严肃的一件事。
So it's a serious business to be friends with the world.
我们求主保守我们不被扯下去，免得我们是与神为敌了。
May we be kept by the Lord and then not become his enemy.
第三个。
And the third point.
爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
换句话说。
In another word.
爱世界，我对主就冷淡。
If we love the world, then we will be cold towards the Lord.
我们都已经被救了。
We have been saved.
但是为什么我会对主冷淡？
But how can we be cold towards the Lord?
当然有一个事情就是说，这个人从来没得救过，他从来都是冷的。
Of course, there's a possibility he has never been saved, and so he's cold to the Lord.
但是如果这个人真的得救。
But if this person is truly saved,
他还会冷淡的原因，因为他爱世界。
And he's still cold, it's because he loves the world.
那我们今天要花点时间来看什么是世界。
Today we want to look at what is the world.
世界是一个蛮大的词哈，但我们要看什么是世界。
The world here is a big word, but what we want to know what is the world.
圣经给我们看到有世界，圣经也给我们看到有罪。
The Bible shows us there's the world and there's sin.
我们要知道罪跟世界是不同的。
Sin is not the same as the world.
如果我今天有一个白色的衬衫。
If I have a white shirt.
什么叫罪？
What is sin?
罪呢是在我身上这件衣服上弄脏了。
Sin is that this shirt becomes dirty.
那什么是世界？
Now what is the world?
世界对我这件衣服来讲，它画了很多图案上去。
The world is painting a lot of picture on that shirt.
花花绿绿的都上去了。
It's very colorful, and it's all on that shirt.
我们感觉怎么样？
What do we feel?
肮脏的东西，哎呦，太脏了。
If we look at dirty things, we say, oh, it's dirty, I don't want it.
所以我们对罪的感觉说，这个不好。
So we immediately have a negative reaction towards sin.
啊，我们画了一些图案在你的衣服上。
But if we have colorful pictures on that shirt,
你还会感觉这还不错呢。
You might feel, oh, this is pretty good.
但我们的神怎么看？
But how does our God look at this?
我的神不要看到你衣服上有脏的。
Our Lord does not want to see dirty things on that shirt.
他也不要看到你身上有花花绿绿的。
But he also don't want to see those colorful.
我要这件衣服还是纯白的。
He wants this shirt to be pure white.
说这个是罪跟世界的不同。
This is the difference between sin and the world.
罪对人的害处乃是让你污秽。
The consequence of sin is to make one unclean.
世界呢?
But how about the world?
世界对人的害处是什么?
The harm that the world can do is
世界对人的害是霸占你。
is to overwhelm you, control you.
撒旦要用世界来霸占你。
Satan wants to use this world to overwhelm you.
世界要撒旦要用世界得着你。
And Satan used this world to get you.
霸占就是要得着你。
Why to overwhelm? Because to get you in the end.
叫你离开神。
Want you to leave God.
我们如果看看圣经里面一些例子。
If we look at a few examples in the
Bible. 你看保罗在晚年的时候。
Paul in his old age.
他有个同工叫迪马。
He has a co-worker called Demas.
他说迪马贪爱现今的世界，离开我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
It says Demas loved the world, and so he has left.
对迪马来讲，在神来讲，迪马没用了。
To God, Demas is useless.
因为爱世界，神说没用了这个人。
Because he loved the world, so to God, he's useless.
我们常常对以扫，这个雅各的哥哥，我们对以扫常常抱不平。
We're always not happy with how Esau is being treated.
以扫一个大好人。
To us, he seems to be a good
person. 又孝敬爸爸。
He loves his dad.
整天待在家里的宅男。
He's always no.
他不是宅，对，他不是宅，整天就去打猎的，不是宅男。他可能被逼出去打猎的，不知道。反正他雅各是宅男的这个。
Yeah, Esau is the hunter. So he's always out.
但是他在家的，他会回家的。
But of course he comes back.
在我们人的感觉里面，他是一个好人。
And so to us, he's like a good person.
希伯来书第十章怎么介绍到以扫
？But how is he introduced in the Hebrew?
里面说他是贪恋世俗的。
He loves the world.
他说贪恋世俗如以扫。
It says if you love the world, you're like Esau.
说这个不简单了、啊，他为什么不看重他的长子的名分
？And that's why he disregards his birthright.
因为他爱这个世界。
Because he loves the world.
长子名分有什么用
？What's the point of having a
birthright? 我现在口渴，给我一个红豆汤解决了。
Right now I'm hungry and I want that lentil soup.
说这个要知道，这个世界对我们影响是大的。
So.The effect of this world on us is big.
罪的影响是道德上的影响，就是道德上错了。
The effect of sin is on a moral.
的世界的影响是让我顶撞神的。
But the effect of the world is for us to be against God.
我们再来具体一下来看这个世界。
So we want to focus some more on this.
如果我们从圣经里面看，这个世界跟我们人在地上的生活很有关系。
This world.Is very much affecting our life here on earth.
我们今天从年轻人、大学生哈，一直上来，这个一直到我们年老，我们如果问我们人生真正的需要是什么
？If we ask what is our real need in life,
有人把它综合成为三个。
Some people concluded into three things.
说圣经里面大概也只讲三个。
And the Bible also mentions three things.
一个，我们需要有供应。
One, we need nourishment.
那我们需要有吃有穿。
That is, we need food and shelter.
第二个，我们需要有保护。
We need protection.
第三个，我们需要有娱乐。
And third is, we need leisure.
你想想看，我们人生是不是大概这三个？没有这三个，你完了你。
So think about, isn't our life, you know, we need these three things?
我们如果看一看，神也乐意给我们这三个呢。
And we look at the Bible, the Lord wants us to give, to have this.
从一开始神的创造，神说所有院子里面你结出的果子你都可以吃。
So in the beginning, God said all of the fruits from the trees you can eat.
当然就是中间那一个这个分别善恶树的果子不要吃。
Of course, except for one tree, which is the tree of knowledge and good.
让你活的是他负责供应。
So he will give nourishment for you to live.
那他们人在地上的生活的安全谁做谁负责
Now who is responsible for protecting man?
还是神负责的
The same thing, God is responsible.
神负责我们的安全的
God is responsible for our safety.
那你说神你怎么看娱乐呢
And then we say, how about leisure? How do you look at that?
你认为神有没有娱乐
Do you think God gives leisure?
圣经有一句话，他说神这个树上结的果子怎么样讲啊？悦人的眼目。
The fruit of, from the tree, you know, is desirable for the man's eye.
这个悦字哈，乃是就是给你宽裕的。
So this, like you have desire, you know, it's for your leisure.
说神都要照顾到我们这几方面的。
So the Lord has taken care of all these aspects.
但是人犯罪了，人堕落之后呢？
But then after man's sin and after the fall,
你发现人开始怕。
Man started to be fearful.
我怕我没有供应。
I'm afraid I don't have nourishment.
我怕我没有保护。
I'm afraid there's no protection for me.
我怕我没有娱乐。
I'm afraid I'm not going to have leisure.
这是不是我们今天所怕的？
Is this what you're afraid of today?
我今天怕没工作，我没饭吃了。
I'm afraid of not having a job because then I cannot eat.
我开始怕我没有生活的供应来源了。
I'm afraid I don't have the nourishment of life.
我今天世界这么乱，我没有安全。
Today the world is very chaotic. I have no safety.
我如果没娱乐，我会闷死的。
If I have no leisure, I'm going to be bored.
这个我们今天基本上都是我们今天在活着所要的。
These are the things we are living for today.
我跟大家看一节圣经，一段圣经哈。
Let's look at a Bible passage.
创世纪。
Genesis?
创世纪再找不到，那我没法了。
First book?
创世纪第四章。
Chapter 4?
你知道这个这个该隐啊，杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
We know Cain murdered his brother Abel.
他逃了。
And then he ran.
那我们这里讲到他的后代。
And here talks about his descendants.
那这个我们看第十九节到第二十二节。
So verses 19 to 22.
拉莫娶了两个妻子，一个叫亚大，一个叫喜拉。OK， 亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧羊、牲畜之人的祖师。亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。喜拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。
Okay, Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one is Ada, and the name of the other is Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bears Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah.
这里提了他三个的后代。
Talked about three of his descendants.
这个亚巴所做的是牧羊牲畜的。
One is to have cattle.
当一个人离开神的时候，我的供养从哪来呢？
When a person leaves God, where is the nourishment or supply going to come from?
我自己来。
So he has to took it upon himself.
他开始养这些牲畜，这个牛羊。
And so he has the cattle.
他有牛羊，他又有吃有穿了。
And with that, he will have something to wear and something to eat.
尤巴呢？
How about Jubal?
他开始弄琴啊、箫这些东西了。
He started to have this harp and organ.
这个目的来干嘛？
And what's the purpose of
having it? 给我们有娱乐。
It's for leisure.
太忙了，种田太忙，或者这个养畜牧太忙的时候，哎呦，回来能够听听有人唱，有音乐。
You know, after being in the field and you want to rest, you need some music.
然后呢，这个土巴该隐呢，他做很多铜钱干嘛？保护自己。
And what is Tubal-Cain doing? He's making brass and iron to protect himself.
所以你发现，当他们能够有这些事情的时候。
So when you see them doing all these things,
他们就可以跟神说，我不需要你。
Then they can say to God, I do not need you.
我们可以自养自供。
We can supply ourselves and we can protect ourselves.
我们可以自己保护，我们可以自己有娱乐。
We can protect ourselves, we can have leisure.
所以你知道撒旦用这个。
And so Satan used it.
撒旦用这个来霸占我们的心。
He used this to have a big part of our heart.
撒旦也用这个就把我们这个人完全被他带走。
And then to carry us away.
叫我们 拼命的只顾着尽量的工作来生活的好。
He wants us to keep on working and working just for to get a good life.
每个大学生，你一直读上去，你有哪一个没想一想我以后做什么，赚钱多少啊，生活好不好？每个都在想。
So every college student, probably what's in your mind is, oh, I want to have a good job, I want to make some money.
撒旦已经把这个种在你心，已经进到你心来了。
So this thing has already been put into your
mind. 你的整个脑袋就在想这个东西。
And then gradually all your mind is thinking about this
thing. 特别看到别人做得更好，你能力更超高。
Especially when you look at others and they're better than you, then you feel even that worse.
那另外一个，我们就尽量要保护自己了。
Or another thing, if we try to protect ourselves.
对啊，就地上这么乱，我们就尽量有什么都可以保护，什么都要保护。
So we try to keep on protecting this and that of ourselves.
那第三个。
And third.
我们尽量有空就是娱乐。
And whenever we have free time, we have our leisure.
所以你发现撒旦用这个把我们完全的俘虏过去了。
And so Satan used these things to capture us.
所以撒旦在这里用人事物来霸占我们。
So he uses man things to overwhelm us.
所以我们好好来看这个人事物是什么。
Now what is this thing with the man and things?
讲到人。
So man.
OK， 这个你说我们圣经说不要爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
The Bible says if you love your father, brothers and sisters more than me.You are not worthy of me.
你说这个还不霸占我太多。
Well, you said no. You know, they're not controlling me that much.
我问这些在谈恋爱的这些。
But I ask people who are in love.
In love, 这个。对对对，蛮难的这个。你发现你整天就想对方啊。
All they think about is the other person.
你整天就想要 please the other party, right?你所想的就是尽量的 please that person.
So all day thinking as how to please that other person.
所以我跟你讲，这已经把你霸占了。
That has already control you.
你说去祷告，祷告没两秒钟，你在想那个人。
Maybe you go pray, but after 2 seconds, you're thinking about that person.
好，我们讲事。
How about things?
你想，我们今天我刚刚已经提了，我们的工作成为我们 very high priority， 最高的优先的。
Our job or our career becomes our top priority.
我们拼命的就是要往上爬。
All we want is to climb up that ladder.
我们要赚钱多。
We want to make a lot of money.
一下子什么没工作，我们忧愁的不得了。
And when we lost our job, we're so sad and.
我们完全被他绑住。
So we're completely bound by that.
读书的学业。
Or if you're studying,
我们要怎么样怎么样？我一大堆的，我们的都被绑住了。
We think about, oh, I want this, I want that, and so we're totally bound by that.
成功是一个把我们绑死的一个 term.
Or success, that is our bondage.
第三个物。
Third is things.
这个多了，对不对
？There are many things.
地上这些物质的东西。
So material things of this world.
我们要穿漂亮的衣服。
We want to have nice clothes.
我们要跟着时尚走。
And we want to follow the fashion.
我们吃啊住啊这些，我们都要做得最好。
So whether it's eating, it's whether living, we want to have the best.
我们说女生呢，就还有鞋子啊、皮包啊，这个我不知道还有什么了 ，I don't know.
Like your shoes or your bags.
That's for all the ladies.
That's for ladies.
男生呢？
How about the man?
All the gadget, 这个反正出的新的东西，就整天就一天到晚就看着那些东西。
It's those gadgets, like you will always pay attention to them.
讲到这个把我们霸占了。
So these things, you know, are controlling us.
我想今天逃不走的是什么？电脑。
So what we cannot escape is like our computer today.
手机。
You know, your cell phone.
这个。你今天还有很多这个 social networking， 我不知道现在还有什么这个 QQ 啦，这个什么微信啦，你基本上没有那个 you cannot you will die， 对吧 ？I think.
Or that all the social networking, the WeChat, the QQ, you know, you cannot live without that.
仇敌用这个把我们全霸占。
So You know, the enemy used this.
你不要以为你不出去，我今天就不爱世界了。
Maybe you think, oh, if I don't go out, I don't.
你对着个电脑，你爱死了。
You know, with your computer, you already love the world so much.
对不对？网购，哎，我现在对这个网购开始有点留意了。
Or online shopping.
啊，大家都不用出去，什么都网购，寄到你门口来的。
You don't even have to leave your house. You know,
我现在发现你不要也可以就退回去，也把它寄走就可以了。
And you can even return by mail.
我跟你讲，仇敌今天聪明的不得了。
The enemy is very smart.
用世界把我们整个人掳走。
He uses the world to enslave us.
没错，你重生得救。
No doubt, you are born again.
但是你这个人是完全在世界里面。
But this whole person is in the world.
难怪你对神会冷淡。
No wonder you're cold.
根本不可能来爱神。
It's not possible for you to love God.
说霸占什么意思？那就夺取人，你撒旦在你应该神给神的地位，把那夺取掉。
So what you should have.For the Lord, He completely take over.
这世界对我们的影响是比罪还要大。
So the effect, the influence of the world is even greater than sin.
罪，你知道犯罪，你还想改
？When you sin, you know it's wrong. You want to change.
世界，你没力量出来。
But towards the world, you have no strength to go against it.
我们今天要看对世界，我们今天要怎么做
？So how do we face the world today?
第一个
，First.
求主给我们爱他。
That we can love the Lord.
你知道，爱世界就不爱神。
Because if you love the world, then you don't love God.
但是你倒转爱神，就会不爱世界。
If you love God, you will not love the world.
只要我们愿意来爱神，世界会掉的。
If you're willing to love God, the world will start falling.
所以，如果我们被这世界已经把我们天天就是陪着那个睡觉的，你发现我们爱神的基本只有嘴巴讲的，没有真的。
If we're so entangled with the world and we say we love God, it's only out of lip service.
所以但愿我们能够起步来爱我们的主。
May we start, rise up and love the Lord.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们有钱。
We have money.
我们对钱的观念要 live within your income.
With regards to money, we need to live within our income.
我不知道中文要怎么讲，你收入多少你就用多少。
You know, however much you make,You can only live within
这个意思不是要你越赚越多哈、啊、你说 I always live within my income but I want to get more money
Now this is not to tell you to make more so you can live within that
OK 就是说神今天给你多少我能够接受多少
So however much the Lord gives you you can accept that
留学生哈、啊、你在美国如果真的上班了不要上班骂不够我再寄来吧
So for the students who are international studentsMaybe you have a job, but it's not enough, so you tell your parents, oh, send me more money.
你不要把妈妈送来的钱也是 within your income.
Don't think that is also your income.
是吧？所以我们今天呢，只要我们把那个我们不会浪费，我们就有很多东西不会去买。
If you really within your means, then you will not be buying stuff.
学会知足。
You need to learn to be contented.
我常常用一杯水。究竟这个是半满还是半空的
So a glass of water Do you look at it half full or half empty?
我们今天要懂得做一个感恩的人永远看他感谢主我有
We need to be very thankful We always see oh I have
如果我只是看到没有的我永远是埋怨的人
If what we see is I don't have this or that Then we will be complaining
第三个
The third thing
我们愿意接受神的管教
We need to accept the discipline of the Lord.
神管教我们，乃是爱我们。
The reason why He disciplines us is because He loves us.
还有圣灵的管制。
And also the limit set by the Holy Spirit.
乃是当你要去的时候，里面有圣灵告诉你不要，不要去了。
So if you want to do something and the Holy Spirit says no.
所以我希望啊，今天当我们提到爱时。主爱神的事的时候
So when we talk about loving God
我希望这个世界今天能够比较清楚地摆在弟兄姊妹面前
I hope that it will be clear to brothers and sisters what is the world
世界是影响我们能够爱神的
Because the world affects our love toward God
这个世界是一直 provide 能够让我们有离开神的 material
The world provides us with materials to leave God
但是我们今天已经说我是属神的人
But we say today we belong to God.
但愿我们有一点点要主爱主的心，我们能够从这里开始离开。
And may we have this at least little heart of love for God that we will leave the world.
第五点。
Number five.
我们爱主的表现。
Our actions.Because of our love for the Lord.
约翰福音我们看一下哈，第十四章第二十一节。
John 14:21.
约翰福音第十四章第十四章二十一节。
John 14:21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他。我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He that hath my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall love my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him.
他说一个爱主的人是怎么样的
？What is a person who loves God?
他遵守主的命令。
He keeps God's commandments.
这个。如果今天叫我儿子去洗碗
So let's say today if I tell my son to wash dishes
他去洗了
And then he went and do it
里面气得半死
But inside of him he's not happy
怎么今天碗盘这么多
He said how come there's so much dishes for me to wash
你说他有没有遵守了父母的命令
Do you think he has kept the commandments of the parent
他说外面遵了里面完全没有。
Yes, he observed it outwardly, but not inward.
你想看主耶稣的这个圣经在讲，这里讲到说，遵守我的命令，谁是要看我外面遵守呢，还是我里面的遵守
？So here, when he says keep my commandment, is it outward or inward?
神所要的不是只有我们外面的，神要我们里面的。
God does not only want the outward, he also wants the inward.
神要我们里面是真的遵守。
He wants us to be keeping it inwardly.
圣经里面有一个叫做少年的官。
There was a rich young ruler.
他很有钱。
He's very rich.
他有一天来找耶稣说，我怎么能够承受永生？
One day he came to the Lord. How can I have eternal life?
主对他说，诫命你是知道的。
And the Lord said, you know the commandments.
他说，我从小就遵守。
He said, oh, I kept all of them since my youth.
他是从外面去遵守的。
Yes, he was keeping them outwardly.
但是不是从里面来遵守。
But not from inward.
所以当主耶稣说你变卖你所有来跟从我。
And so when the Lord said, you sell everything and come follow me.
做不到。
He can't do it.
因为他一直所遵守的都是外面的。
Why? Because all he has been keeping are just outward.
不是里面的心已经给主。
It's not that his heart has been given to the Lord.
但是我们看另外有一个有钱人。
But then we see another person, Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, 他比我厉害，这个翻译很厉害。我跟你讲，他已经知道我要讲谁了。Zacchaeus, 撒开。
Zacchaeus.
有钱人。
He's also a rich man.
他遇到耶稣了之后。
After he met Jesus.
他说。我把一半给穷人
I've given half to the poor
我敲诈了谁我还他四倍
And those who I've deceived you know, I will pay
four
times
他没有做过什么事情啊外面没做过
He didn't do anything outwardly
但是他一碰到主他是里面变
But the moment he met the Lord inside
这个变是里面变到外面的
The change is from inward to outward.
那个少年的官只有外面变，里面一点变都没有。
The rich young ruler only have outward action.
所以如果我们只看外面，两个都有变。
So when we look at outward action, oh, it seems both of them change.
但是如果我们从主的眼光看，只有撒该有真正的变。
But from the eye of our Lord, only Zacchaeus has changed.
因为他从里面变到外面，我里面能够尽心尽性，我外面能够尽力的。
Because if inside he loves the Lord all from inside, then outward he can do it all his strength.
我们再来看一个人。
So another person.
这个人叫做扫罗王。
Second person is King Saul.
神借着撒母耳跟他说：“你杀掉全部的亚玛利人。”
Through Samuel, God told one Saul to kill all the Amalekites.
说当撒母耳来的时候，他对撒母耳说：“神的命，你的命令，我都遵守。”
So when Samuel came, King Saul said, "I've kept all the things that you have said to me."
这个是最幽默的一个事情。这个撒母耳说：“哎，为什么我听到牛羊在叫呢？”
But it's so humorous here because Samuel said, "How come I heard a sheep and a goat sounding out?"
因为扫罗说：“我全听了，全杀光了，为什么还有呢？”
Because Saul said, "I've killed all of them. Then how come, you know, you still hear them?"
哦，扫罗说：“哦，我是百姓喜欢好的留下来，坏的全杀了。”
He said, "Oh, the people want the good ones, but the bad ones have all been killed."
神的命令说：“只杀了个不好的吗？好的要留下来吗？”
Now, what is the commandment of God to just kill the bad ones and leave the good?
没有，神说全灭。
No.God said to kill all.
但是你奇怪，对扫罗来讲，我已经遵守主的命，神的命令了。
But for Saul, he already feel he has kept the commandment.
所以我们要知道 ，partially follow 的这个只有部分的遵守，不叫遵守。
So if you partially follow, it's not really keeping.
你只是买这个贿赂你的良心，说我遵守。
You're just trying to appease your conscience and say, I have kept the commandment.
神要求的是绝对的遵守。
But God demands absolute keeping.
是圣经里面所讲的，不是讲我们外面遵守多少，神在问我里面遵守了多少。
God wants to see how much inwardly you have kept, not your outward
act. 当我们说我原谅一个人，我外面可以说我原谅你，我心里面真的原谅了吗？
When we say we have forgiven another,Now, is it true in your heart you have forgiven?
我外面我顺一个人，我里面真的服了吗？
Now, outwardly, if I follow what the other person say, does it mean inwardly I submit?
我里面没服，外面这个不叫顺服。
If inwardly I have not submitted, my outward following is not submission.
所有只有外面的神根本不算数。
All the outward actions are not counted.
所以这句话说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这句话不简单。
So this phrase about if you keep my commandment, you love me. This is not a simple thing.
我们真的从里面说主 ，I want to follow. 我真的要遵守你这个命令，是从里面来的。主说，这个人是爱我的。
When in our heart we say to the Lord, I want to follow you. I want to keep your commandment. Then that's what the Lord wants.
所以这个第五点，我希望弟兄姊妹，我们的确要彼此激励说，主，你的命令我是要遵守。
We need to encourage each other that we really want to keep His commandment.
求主使我们因着能够遵守，我们开始有点知道什么叫爱主。
And because we want to keep His commandment, we have some love for the Lord.
最后一点哈。我要跟大家提到爱主的结果。
The last one is the result of loving God.
当我们每次说有爱主有赏赐
，When we say there's reward in loving the Lord，
很多人一个感觉这是功利主义。
People think that this is like we do something and the Lord will do something for us.
啊，所以我们信耶稣上天堂，功利主义就是为了上天堂，你信主。
And it's like when you believe in the Lord, it's because you want to go to heaven, so you believe.
那我们要好好来看这个，这个不是一个交换。
Now we need to know this should not be an exchange.
我们不要以为我们这个交换，我们就真的有。
Don't think that just because you think of it as an exchange, you actually gain it.
你要用交换，那没有真的爱主的。
If you are using it as an exchange, there's no real love for the Lord.
加拉太书第六章里面提了一件事。
Galatians 6 says something.
第六章第七节。
6, 7.
那我们这个礼拜五查经正在看这个。
This is our Bible study on Friday.
这个第七节他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows,Then that shall he also.
我只要注重这个，这里当然是不好的哈。你做不好的，你种什么会有什么结果
？Well, it says, of course, if you plant something bad, you get something bad.
但是这里有个原则，就是你种什么就收什么。
But the principle is what you plant, then that you will reap.
因为如果你是爱主，它有一个自然的结果，是那个结果。
Because if you love the Lord, there is a natural result.
如果我说我爱主，我信得过主。
If I say I love the Lord and I trust Him,
你发现那个结果是你里面很平安、很舒服、很安息。
The result is you have peace inside and you feel very good.
因为你种什么，你就收什么。
Why? Because you sow, you reap what you sow.
哥林多前书第三章。
But in First Corinthians 3,
第十节到第十五节。
10-15.
那我想我们不读了。
We're not going to read it in English.
这里说我们都在一个这个根基上建造。
It says we are building on top of a foundation.
我们有人用金银宝石在建造。
Some people are building with precious stone.
有些人用草木禾秸建造。
Some are wood, hay and stubble.
你知道这个他怎么讲？你用这个来种下去的话
，If you sow this,
有结果的。
There's a result.
金银宝石经过火烧不掉的。
The precious stone, they go through fire, they're not going to be destroyed.
但是如果你是草木禾秸，一经过火全没了。
But wood, hay, and stubble, if they go through fire, they're going to disappear.
你前面是什么，你种的是什么，收的是什么结果。
So what you plant, what you will reap.
这不是功利主义的。
Now this is not an exchange.
所以我们说，我们主要我们都成为，要我们成为得胜者。
The Lord wants us to all become overcomers.
他是希望所有基督徒都能够成为得胜者。
He hopes every Christian will be overcomer.
但很可惜，今天很大部分基督徒没办法成为得胜者。
But the sad thing is, most cannot be overcome.
所以神才呼唤说，希望有人能够因我的心意，希望我的属我的人能够成为得胜者。有人回应吗
？And so he hopes that somebody will respond to that call for overcomers.
这不是功利主义。
Again, this is not just an.
这是神的心意。
This is the heart.
我为主爱主，讨他喜悦，我愿意在这件事上满足主的心的。
Because I love him.So in this thing, I want to satisfy his heart.
好，我们来到这个最后一点，爱主的结果。
So again, the result of loving God.
刚刚我们读过约翰福音十四章二十一节。
We've read John 14:21.
他说：“这个有了我的命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的。”
If you keep his commandment, then you love God.
那他后面怎么说
？And then at the end,
他说：“爱我的必蒙我父爱他。”
Those who love me, my Father will also love them.
我也要爱他。
And I will love them.
并且要向他显现。
And I will manifest myself to them.
你发现这里哈，他说只要你爱我
，If you love me，
这个我愿意父与我都爱你。
I'm willing that the Father and me all both love me.
并且要向你显现。
And I will manifest myself to you.
你知道我们今天呢，根本不晓得神的大能的。
Today we do not know God's power.
我们以为我们信主，我们对神的大能根本就不晓得。
We are believers, but we do not know His power.
蒙查查的，我们迷迷糊糊的，我们根本不知道神的大能是如何的。
We do not know it. We're in confusion.
以色列出埃及。
The Israel came out of Egypt.
看过红海分开了。
They saw the red sea.
看过所有的神迹了。
They saw all these miracles.
他们似乎是瞎的。
And still, they're like blind people.
你不要以为你看过这些神迹，就是你就里面被主得着了。
Don't think that just because you've seen miracles, you have been captured by
the Lord. 所以主说，看到神迹人不见得会信主的。
The Lord said, "Those who've seen miracles, they don't necessarily believe."
乃是我们真的有主对我们显现。
It's only when the Lord manifests Himself.
这个显现是显现到你心中去了。
And this manifestation is in your heart.
所以你知道，穆达拉玛利亚在主耶稣复活那天，主耶稣站在面前，他也不认得。
So that day when the Lord resurrected, Mary Magdalene didn't realize it was the Lord standing before her.
往以马忤斯的两个门徒，主陪着他们走了一段路，也不认识他。
The disciples who went on the road Emmaus, they don't know that it was the Lord with them.
我们许多人没有启示。
Many of us do not have revelation.
因为没有主对我们显现。
Because the Lord has not manifested Himself to us.
所以这是一点非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们能够遇见主。
If we meet the Lord,
清心的人有福了。
The blessed are the pure in heart.
能够遇见神。
Because they will see God.
你遇见神才叫做神向我显现。
If you see God and you meet Him, then that means He has manifested Himself to you.
Secondly, 罗马书八章二十八节大家很熟的哈，万事互相叫效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We're very familiar with Romans 8:28. For
你去找吧。这个八章第二，罗马书八章二十八节哈，这个我们如果这里说你会互相效力的原因，是因为你爱神。
Everything works for the good for all who loves God. It's because you love God.
你不爱神啊，万事对你来讲糟糕透顶啊。
If you do not love God, everything is bad for you.
你遇到不好的，你会说好吗？
Are you going to say it's good when you meet something bad?
你会说今天这个太多例子了，就是说就算我今天被裁员了，这个就是说哎呦我倒霉死了这个。
So there are many examples like if I were laid off then oh that's the end of me.
这个是我们就是一个埋怨的人。
This is a person who's complaining.
只有一个爱神的人能够看所有的事情都是好的。
Only a person who loves God can see that everything works for good.
我讲过这个故事。
I've told this story before.
有个国王。
There is a king.
这个有个随从。
And he has a servant.
他们一起去打猎。
So they went together to hunt.
然后呢，手枪走火了。
And then there's a fire in the firearm.
他的国王一个手指没掉了。
And the king lost one of his fingers.
回来就骂死他这个随从。
So when he came back, he was very angry with that servant.
这个随从还不会怎么讲话。
The servant can't say anything.
他说王啊，没了一手指也还很好嘛。
He said, oh, you know, it's not bad, you know, just losing one finger.
这个王已经生气得不得了。
No, the king is already very mad.
就把这个随从下在监里面。
And so he put this servant into the prison.
下次又去打猎，没随从，自己去打。
Next time he went by himself because no servant.
走得太远了。
And then he went too far.
被另外一只土著把他抓走了。
So he was captured.
这些土著就是专门吃人的。
Now those natives,they eat people.
那这个王呢？完了，这次完蛋了。
And so he said, "Oh, this is the end of me."
对吧？啊，抓去了，对吧？大家都来准备今天杀他了，吃他。
So they were preparing to eat him.
当他们准备要对付他的时候
，And so when they were starting to get on him,
一看没有一只手指的。
And they thought, "Oh, he has."
那不行，我们要吃一个是很 perfect person, 一个 perfect man. 你这个这把他放掉了。
They said, oh, we don't want to eat somebody who's not perfect, you know, so they let him go.
哇，他回到他的王国去。
So when he went back to his kingdom,
把他的仆人就放出来了。
So he let that servant out of the prison.
他说你讲对。
He said, you're right.
这个我差点被吃掉了。
I was almost been eaten.
但是我没有了这根手指，他们不吃我。
But because I lack one finger, they didn't eat me.
哎，这个真的是对我有好处哎。
So this is really good for me.
说对不起啊，把你下在监里面。
So I'm sorry, I put you in prison.
这个仆人哈、啊、就跟他说。
And then the servant told him.
他说你下午在监牢也是对我好。
He said, you know, you put me in prison, that's also good for me.
这个王爷我纳闷了，我把你下到监里面有什么好的呢？
And then the king said, what's so good about being in prison?
他说王啊，你想一想。
He said, think about this.
我没在监里面。
If I were not in prison,
我就陪你去打猎。
And then I went with you.
我们两个都被抓了。
And both of us would be captured.
结果你不死，我是没烂的。
Now you will not be eaten, but I will be eaten.
他又比我快一步，他就把我吃掉了。所以你发现我们如果真的有一个对的眼光，什么都感谢主。
So if we have the right perspective,
我们不要做一个埋怨的人。
Let us not be those complaining.
因为我们都是立刻第一个反应，我们就是埋怨。
The first reaction part,
我们不懂得感恩。
We do not know how to be thankful.
如果我们能够做一个感恩的人，
If we can be thankful,
你终于能够看到万事都互相效力。
Then you will really see that everything works for good.
对一个爱他的人是得益处的。
So for those who really love him, it will be good for him.
在哥林多前书第二章第九节。
So in 2 Corinthians 2:9.
那里说哈，这个神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的。
It could, you will see what you've never seen, and you will hear what you've never heard.
弟兄姊妹，你真的爱主，在你生命中，你会要经历数一直数算主的恩典。
If you really love the Lord, you will keep on counting His blessings.
这个学校不应该收你的，他收你了。
Maybe this school should not have accepted you.
你要过什么过什么关？你就是主主，你能够怜悯我，主怜悯你。
And you pass some difficult situation, but the Lord had mercy on you.
我没时间讲这些故事哈，这个有在国内那文化大革命的时候，他有一个弟兄拿了一堆圣经要进一个城。
During the Cultural Revolution, a brother had a lot of Bibles and wanted to go into a city.
他坐船去了。
He went through a boat.
然后呢？要下船，这手伸什么都手，他说主，我有可能把这个圣经带出去吗
？So when he get off the boat, he was completely checked. So how can he bring this Bible over?
每一个人都手。
And everyone they check.
他在走，一直走，排队在走的时候，他说主，我要看你怎么做。
And so he was online and said, Lord, I have to see what you will do.
前面那个人。
So the person in front of him.
守他的时候。
When they check that person,
不知道拿了什么东西
they don't know what they got,
这个人就反了
and that person,
所有的这些人都去照顾他
and so because he was, you know, he made a scene, so everybody was going after him.
那他就他他那我现在没人守我啊
and so nobody was paying attention to him.
继续往前走
so he just kept going.
全部人都瞎的
so everybody is blinded.
没看到这个人继续走
nobody saw him.
他走到船的门口。
When he got to the boat,
没有人出来。
He didn't come out.
那个桥很长啊，要上岸。
Now that bridge is very long.
他就跟神说：“你先给我走到出船了，你就继续保守我上岸。”
Now you have helped me let the boat.
抬着两箱的圣经。
So he carried those two.
一直走到岸上，没有人追出来。
Got to the bank and nobody came out of the boat to catch him.
他把圣经带走。
And so he brought those Bible in.
许多只要我们尊重我们的神
If we really honor
神要做一些事你眼睛没看过
God is going to do something your eyes have never seen
耳朵没听过
What you have never heard
心里面没想过
And what your heart will never come
我的神是可做的
Our Lord can do it
我们能够知道他是真的
We will know
只要我们真的爱他
If we really love him
他要带我们走过没看过
He will really get us through
没工作吗
You don't have a job?
神给你一个工作
He will give you one
神可以做到
He can do it
第四个
Number four
诗篇九十一篇
Psalm 91
十四到第十六节
14 to 16
这里说哈这个神说因为他专心爱我我就要搭救他因为他知道我的名我要把他安置在高处他若求告我我就应允他他在极难中我要与他同在我要搭救他使他尊贵使他享足足享长寿将我的救恩显明给他
Because he had set his love upon me therefore will I deliver him I will set him on high because he has known my name he shall call upon me and I will answer himI will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
你看主在这里对爱他的人是应许是什么
Look at this promises for those who love him.
我会安置你在高处不在低处的
I will set you up on high.
你求告我我应允你
You call upon me, I will answer you.
你在极难中我与你同在我保护你
When you're in trouble, I will deliver you.
我们都想长寿嘛
We love to have long life.
我跟你讲，长寿摊在哪里，一点好处都没有。
What's the use of long life?
长寿是你健康，长寿是好的。
Only when you're healthy and you have long life, then it's good.
主在这里说，你专心爱我。
If you love me.
你只要做一件事，专心爱我。
You just love me.
我这些我搭救你。
All this I will satisfy.
在你难处中，我搭救你。
When you're in trouble, I will deliver.
你只要好好爱我。
As long as you love me.
生命记第五章。
And then Deuteronomy 5.
旧约第五卷书哈。
The fifth book in the Old Testament.
生命记第五章第十节。
5:10.
爱我守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
我告诉你，我们爱主，主不是只爱我一下下，他爱我到千代。
He does not only love us a moment, but He loves us to the thousand generation.
不只爱我。
Not only love
爱我的孩子
love my kids,
爱我的孙子
my grandson,
爱我的曾孙
the grandson,
你可以再讲下去
and go on,
只要我爱主
if I love the Lord,
所以我们常常有弟兄们讲带的深为什么他们这么多代都能够爱主
you know, how come their family for generations they love the Lord?
因为他的曾祖父有一天被主转过来
Because his great grandfather one day was turned around.
多少代他们都能够爱主。
And then through the generations, they all love the Lord.
愿意我们能够来爱我们。
May we love.
我们爱主，主你讲到，我的孩子要爱主。
If I love the Lord, my kids will love.
他今天不像样。
Maybe today he's not no.
但主是你说的。
But you said it.
我做我的份。
I do my part.
可能我们罪太多了。
Maybe we're so sinful.
要经过几代才能够去掉的。
Maybe we need many generations.
但是主，你今天说我爱你的话，
But if I love
你要让我后代都能够爱，你都爱他们的。
But you will love all the generations after me.
最后我们再读一段。
And then lastly,
雅各书 ，James.
James.
雅各书第一章第十二节。
James
1. 第一章第十二节。
James 1:12.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him.
这里说主应许给爱他之人什么东西？
What does he promise to those who love him?
生命的冠冕。
It is the crown of life.
我们不是追求只是为着冠冕。
We're not after just a crown.
我们所追求是 I love my Lord. 我爱我的主。
What we want is we love our Lord.
我谢谢主愿意把冠冕给我。
We just thank the Lord that he's willing to give that crown.
我们所要的乃是我们来好好爱我们的主。
What we want is that we love the Lord.
所以我这次跟弟兄姊妹讲到爱主。
So when we talk about loving God,
但愿主引导我们的心来爱他。
May the Lord lead our heart, direct our heart to love Him.
我们不懂得爱他。
We do not know how to love Him.
因为他爱我。
But because He loves me.
我愿意爱他。
I am willing to love Him.
我从最小的来开始爱他。
From the smallest thing, I want to start
loving Him. 我就要经历主更丰盛的生命。
And then I will experience His abundant life.
信主。
Believing in Him,
是救我们脱离罪恶。
That He wants us to be rid of sin.
爱主是救我们脱离世界。
But loving Him is to deliver us from the world.
希望弟兄姊妹知道这个。我信主，主能够救我脱离罪。
If I believe Him, I will be saved from sin.
但是如果我爱主，他能够 deliver me.From the world.
But if I love Him, I will be delivered from the world.
但愿主给我们爱他更多。
May we love Him more.
但愿我们经历他的赦免更多，我能够爱他更多。
And that we experience His forgiveness more, and so we will love Him more.
我们彼此激励，让我们尽我们所能的来爱我们的主。
That we will encourage each other to love the Lord.
我愿意付代价来爱我。
I'm willing to pay the price to love Him.
在爱主的事上
And with regards to loving Him,
我们成为出手的果子
That we will be the first fruit.
我们不看别人
We're not going to look at others.
但愿主得着我
May the Lord take hold of us.
真的专心的来爱我们的主
That with our whole heart, we will love Him.
我们一起祷
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，你是用永远的爱爱我们。
Lord, we thank you. You love us with an everlasting love.
主，我们是求你给我们能够因你的爱，我们回应你的爱。
And because of your love, we want to respond to your love.
主，我们不多一点点的爱，我们相信你会接受的。
Lord, it's not a great love, but a little love, but we believe you will accept it.
但愿我们从这个一点点的爱你，我们能够经历你是那位丰富的主。
And for this little love for you, we will experience you're such a great, full God.
我们能够经历你是那位全能的神。
And you're Almighty God.
以致我们能够越过，越把我们全人归给。
And that more and more, we will give all of ourselves to you.
主耶稣啊，教我们。 能够来爱你。
Teach us to love you.
因为你告诉我们爱你，这是最短的路。
Because love is the shortest way.
主啊，让我们能够在这一生，主啊，真正做一个爱你的人。
That this life we will be one to love.
许多事在我们周遭在发生。
There's so many things happening around us.
但愿我们因着爱你，我们能够看到万事都为我们效力。
And because we love you, everything works for good for us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
但愿我们常常做一个感恩的人。
May we be one who is always thankful to you.
愿你在我们身上得着一切的称颂。
May you gain the praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会就到这。
From getting baptized.
腓力就问他一个问题。
And then Philip asked him a question.
他说：“你相信耶稣基督已经复活了吗？从死里复活。”
He asked him, "Do you believe that the Lord has resurrected from the dead?"
他说：“我信。”
And he said, "I believe."
腓力就替他受浸了。
And then Philip baptized.
所以我们发现主耶稣复活这件事，在我们每个人信主的世上，一定先有一个影响。
And so we know that resurrection has a first impact in our life.
但是我们要发现这个要影响我们的生命要更深的一步。
But to have a deeper influence in our life, there's a step further.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书里面要说的。
This is what Paul wants to talk about.
你们每一个已经信耶稣的人。
For each of you who have believed in the Lord Jesus.
你应该里面是喜乐。
You should have joy in you.
你应该不会因怕死而你失去喜乐。
You cannot, because of being afraid of dying, lost your joy.
因为死了之后，你等着是那个不朽坏的身体。
Because after dying, you're waiting for that incorruptible body.
穆勒弟兄
the brother Mueller.
他92岁的时候，有人要说，我可不可以有一张照片？
When he was 92, somebody asked for a photograph of him.
我们弟兄说，你晚几年要就好。
He said, oh, you should wait a few more years.
第八年听不懂。
Other people don't understand what that means.
晚几年不是更老。
Isn't it like after a few more years he'll be older?
晚几年不死了。
Or he has died.
我去哪里拿你的照片。
So where am I going to get that picture of him?
他就解释了。
And then he explained.
我讲的晚几年就等我复活的时候。
That to wait for a few more years means
我一定看起来比现在好多了。
I'm definitely going to look better than now.
不只是相貌没这么老。
Well, Bob, not as old as now.
并且我是不朽坏的。
But have an incorruptible body.
所以我最近读圣经，对这个主的复活啊，我蛮有感觉的。
So lately, I have great sense of this thing about resurrection.
只要我们对死亡还觉得有威胁的话
，If we're still afraid of the fear of death,
我们就是对主的复活不够印在我们的心里面。
Then the resurrection has not impacted us greatly.
因为这个复活不是一般的心脏病了，把它救死掉了救活，他还要死的。
Well, this resurrection is not about oh somebody dying of heart attack and then you know got saved like that.
这个复活是不再死了。
This resurrection is you're not gonna die again.
所以我盼望我们弟兄姊妹，我们常常默想这件事情。
So may we really meditate on this thing.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
The mother of our Lord Mary.
她有个特点。
She has a special quality.
听不懂的东西。
What she does not understand.
她反复思想。
She will meditate on it.
她常常默想究竟主讲这个话什么意思。
She meditates. What does the Lord mean by this word?
她没有去怀疑。
She did not doubt.
她没有去挑战。
She did not challenge the word.
她只是一直在默想，摆在心中说：“主，你讲这个话什么意思？”
She just kept meditating on what does that word mean?
我们对于主的复活
With regards to the resurrection of our Lord,
如果我们说主，我还没太深印在我心里面。
If we find that this is not greatly imprinted in us,
我们求主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes,
给我们知道我们以后的盼望，跟不信主的人盼望差太远了。
That our hope is totally different from the hope of non-believers.
因为人生不是这一背过完就没了。
Because life is not just here and now and then over.
人生还有前面到永远要活的。
But life is eternal. There's still life to live.
我们要怎么过这个永远呢？
How are we gonna go through eternity?
我们如果里面眼睛真被打开的话。
If our eyes in us has really been opened.
知道我们的终局是怎么样的。
We know what is our end.
你今天生活就很踏实。
Then your life today will be very will be grounded.
很多朋友会问说，你们基督徒活着意义是什么？
Friends ask us, what's the meaning of your life now?
那如果问你们，你怎么回答？
How are you going to answer that question?
我们都有官方回答，敬拜神。
Maybe we have a standard answer to worship God.
我很喜欢用官方回答。
We like standard answers.
Officially, 怎么回 敬拜神。
Officially, we say,
你连侍奉神都不敢讲，因为你都不现在就在侍奉神。
You don't even dare say serve God because you're not doing it.
你一直说我在敬拜神。
You just say I'm worshiping Him.
人家听得一头雾水，什么叫做这是你人生意义吗？
But is this really your life purpose?
所以愿主开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
我最近。这个跟弟兄姊妹唱了一首诗歌。
Lately we sang a song.
这位姊妹生来就是瞎眼。
This sister was born blind.
有个姊妹按手在她身上，她眼睛打开了。
And another sister laid hand on her, and her eyes were open.
她前一辈子都没看过世界。
The past life she didn't.